Thanks for checking out and subscribing to the Bro Talk Live podcast. Now, if you're interested in advertising on the show, hit us up on our Contact Us page on brotalklive.com. If you like the show, leave us a rating on iTunes or the Google Play Store. But most of all, enjoy the show.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
That's merengue with your mama. That's merengue, know you wanna. A little Mark Anthony, it'll bring it right back to me. That's merengue with your mama. That's merengue, know you wanna. A little Mark Anthony, it'll bring it right back.
Bro Talk Live, the best show on the internet for you by us. BroTalkLive.com. We're always on the mark. It's your boy Jason with my Black Panther hat. Y'all like that? It's nice and shiny. Dex, you said it was leather. I think it's like pleather. It was a little too cheap. Got it off of Amazon. If you want it, I'm sure you can find it on Amazon as well. About $35. Let's kick it over to my main man, Dex. What up, bro?
Dexter Stucky here. Super excited to be here, as usual. I have to start off by saying this, though. Like, last week's show, which is probably one of my favorite shows that we've done in quite some time, I got so many questions about it, specifically about Will. Will, people were saying to me, like, is he serious about this? He really have, like, this label. People want to know where they can send their music to. And they also want to know, like, on the album, like, are you releasing it on, like, iTunes and all that kind of stuff like that?
So I do. It's taylorrecords.org, right? I think that's it. Or wmayer@taylorrecords.org. Or you can actually like look at our website, which is www.taylorrecords.org, TAYLORRECORDS, taylorrecords.org. And yes, the album will be released on Spotify, on like all the music platforms. Yes, 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 yes. And I actually will give you all a date. At the end, next show, I'll have a release date for you all.
Are you going to project your release date? Title?
Yes, title? If they'll take it.
Will there be a tour?
No.
I don't know if people are buying that much. Actually, no. Here's the thing, though. I'm actually trying to put together a little tour. It'll probably just be Philadelphia, like Jersey. And New York.
Ooh, Bro Talk should host the tour. That would be awesome.
See?
It would be.
That'd be fun. Okay. We'll talk about that. Your people call my people and we'll work something out. My people be in Dex. So you talk to Dex and I'm sorry, Todd, I skipped everybody. What's going on, Todd? How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. Had a rough week, but you know, I'm happy about life because sometimes you just gotta take what happens with strides. But I'm doing all right, and I'm happy.
Second week in the holies of holies. I see.
Yeah, you know,
and it's a nice glare. I mean, your lighting is spectacular right now. I like that little shininess in the background.
Thank you. I was really sure about it. I'm glad you like it.
All right, Bill. What up, bro? Billion.
Yes. First and foremost, I was going to be ridiculous, but I just want to give a shout out to like all of my cousins and fellow Platanos. Today is Independence Day for Dominican Republic. So que viva República Dominicana.
Who did they declare their independence from? What's the history? I don't know the culture. So
interestingly enough. They declared independence from the flag behind me.
Oh, from Haiti. Okay.
Yes.
So after they declared their independence, so they're their own sovereign nation.
Sovereign is a stretch, but yes, they're their own nation.
Okay. Cool. Not owned by anybody. After that, for you by us. That's what I'm talking about. Do you guys have anything to say before we start the show?
No, I'm ready to start.
All right, let's get it. Bro Talk Live, we always on the mark. We're going to start you off with the biggest story of the week, Monique. Thanks, everybody, for checking out all the content that we put up on the Instagram page. Dex thanks you supremely. Guys got some nice hits over the weekend, most of which from Monique and Charlamagne, going back and forth. So the question for today, are you team Monique or team Charlamagne? if you don't know how this all started, Monique was on Instagram and she released a video asking for the boycott of Netflix because of color bias and gender bias. She was saying that she was offered a $500,000 deal last week to do a comedy special. However, Amy Schumer was offered $11 million, Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle $20 million. So they just went on and on. She went on saying that, you know, she asked why did they pick Amy Schumer and why did they give her so much money, but only offer her $500,000. And they said that, you know, she has a lot that's happening in her life. She sold out Madison Square Garden twice and she had a big summer. So then Monique said, why won't you consider my resume? And they said that we don't necessarily go by resumes. So a lot of people were thinking that Monique was, you know, doing this as a stretch. So she decided to post the original email that she got from Netflix, which states the terms and conditions of her getting this $500,000, saying that a 1-hour special will be shot. Netflix owns the copyright of the program. Netflix retains all audio only rights to the special, so she can't sell it to Spotify or Apple Music or anything like that. For 12 months after the premiere, Monique cannot tape or negotiate with anybody or suspect her next comedy special. After this 12 months, Netflix will get the first negotiation for her next special. And for 24 months after the premiere of her Netflix special, they asked that Monique not perform or use the material from the special in any recorded program. And then they asked for first negotiations on that as well. So basically they say Monique can't really do anything for 2 years. And that was kind of her point. And that is why she wanted more money in the first place. Wanda Sykes was somebody who supported what Monique did. She wrote on Twitter, at Mo Worldwide, thank you for Netflix offered me less than half of your $500,000. I was offended, but found another home in Epics. Charlamagne, his first time venturing into the conversation here, was on Instagram. He said, I once heard Bernard Hopkins say, the famous boxer from Philly, if you don't know your value, somebody will tell you your value and it'll probably be less than your worth. I agree, but we all know this is a quote, what are you doing for me right now type of industry. Market value is not really based on what you did. It's based on what you did lately. We will discuss on The Breakfast Club. And that they did. He ended up giving Monique Donkey of the Day, which is a segment that he does every week for someone who deserves to be ridiculed and humiliated. So he chose Monique to be the donkey, and Monique was not having it. So she went up to the Breakfast Club herself and she went off on Charlamagne. She said, what you're saying to the community is, as Black women, you're devalued. And if you stand up and if you make a stand and you say we need equality and we have to say it was right and was fair. And then a brother that looks like me from South Carolina says that I'm the donkey of the day. You, Charlamagne, have to explain that to the community. Charlamagne said, I just don't understand how you can justify making $13 million in 2018 for a stand-up special. Was there a bidding war? Do you do the numbers and ticket sales that Chris Rock does, that Dave Chappelle does, that Amy Schumer does? Why can't you and your husband, Sydney, book arena tours? Why have you gotten any other offers from any other places? Period. So Monique went back and forth with him, but she went in on his grandparents and his parents or whatever, saying, is your mother still alive? And you're from what city in South Carolina? Charlamagne said Monk's Corner. She said Monk's Corner, South Carolina. And if I was to call your mother or your grandmother, would they tell me stories of inequality that they had to deal with? So would your mother be a donkey? Would your grandmother be a donkey? I need you to explain how you gave me the title because you're not explaining it. Charlamagne responded by saying, we all know Black women are underappreciated and undervalued. But I think when it comes to this Netflix situation, it's very specific. I think it's more of an individual thing than it is a collective problem. So they went back and forth for basically an hour, but it all ended when Monique decided to leave and invoke this statement onto Charlamagne's life, saying, you know what, brother? You're going to hear yourself a lot from me lately. You're going to hear yourself around the world because we have to explain brothers like you. And when we watch that movie, Birth of a Nation, we saw that man walk his wife into that master's house. Then we watched him go back and get him. That's you. A lot of reaction over the internet. But one person who decided to stand up for Monique was Chance the Rapper, saying, I'm with Monique. Anybody remember when Monique filmed a special in a women's correctional facility? I remember. Black women, you deserve better. I guess alluding to better than Charlamagne. So guys, are you team Monique or team Charlamagne in this whole debate about her Netflix situation?
I guess I'll go. On this particular issue, I understand what Monique is kind of trying to do, but I'm with Charlamagne. Because what have you done lately? Like, you're giving me this 20 years ago sort of bit, and I can't give you 30. Okay, so here's my first issue, right? She said that, like, in an interview I think she did with Sway, she said that she made, that the entire cast of that Christmas movie made less than $2 million or less than $1 million or less than whatever. Sis, how are you trying to get a come up of like a bunch of million more and your last job didn't pay you that much? You can't get a come up on my dime.
Well, this is what she said about that Almost Christmas movie. She said, when you do a film that's called Almost Christmas and that film has $17 million budget, but it makes $45 million. And then Amy Schumer does a film called Snatch and that film makes $45 million, but it has a budget of $42 million. What's the profit on that? So
no,
she did go there.
I understand. No, she went there saying the profit margins. What I'm saying is your salary combined was less than $1 million, but you're trying to go to your next job and take your salary and like triple, quadruple it.
Well, that's, she was only a part of the cast. Like she, this would be her own production. So she feels like she should get more money.
Okay.
Personally, like, first of all, I thought the situation was hilarious. And I thought the memes were hilarious. And I'm not going to say that I didn't laugh and I wasn't entertained by it, but they did publicly shame her pretty badly, so I shouldn't have laughed. But I kind of am Team Monique on this one, simply because, like, I get it. Like, I've been lowballed before. And this whole what have you done for me lately thing, like, I honestly... I think that if a Monique special happened, I do think that Netflix would make their money back. I do. Like, I'd watch a Monique special. Like, I think that Netflix would make their money. So I'm not saying, and she's not even saying, I need to necessarily get $13 million, but be respectful. You're trying to shut me down for 2 years. And for 2 years, I'm making more than $500,000. So make it worth my while. I'm not even saying that I want to, like, she was, if I'm not mistaken, and I could be because I don't do my journalist homework because I don't have to. I think she was saying that she's not even necessarily, like, I'm not even, because Charlotte, whatever his name is, tried to get her to name.
Like, Charlemagne Lenard.
Yeah, Lenard tried to get her to name a number. And she's like, I'm not going to state a number. I just want you to respect me. I want you to negotiate with me. You know, $500,000 is disrespectful. Like, they know it is. You know it is. And
wait, Ty.
Knows it's disrespectful. It is.
Ty, like, I'm absolutely not Team Monique when it comes to the Netflix stuff. She's completely wrong here. She did an interview on The View where she talked about people asking her to promote the movie Precious way after the time was done. I'm on her side with that. You're asking me to do, like, work that I'm not being paid for. I get you. I'm 100% with you there. But with the Netflix stuff, like, she's completely wrong here. And the main reason I say that, we've all been lowballed before at some point in our life. But when I got lowballed, when you got lowballed, we didn't post it on Instagram asking people to boycott the establishment. Like, when people say, like,
I'm going to offer you. I'm with you there.
When they offer you something, you're not going to take it. You'd be like, I'm not going to take it. And that's the end of it.
But you don't have the caliber of influence that Monique has. Well, like, you can't really
affect. Clearly, she don't. Clearly, she doesn't either.
Let me finish. But y'all can't affect.
Boycott Netflix before she could.
But you can't
absolutely
change. Like, come on, seriously, you can't affect change like Monique can affect change.
She didn't affect change.
Clearly, she's not affecting any change.
She's not going to get a bigger paycheck.
Tiffany Haddish got offered more money today for her Netflix.
But Monique is not going to. And Jason, when me and you, we sat down, we did the podcast a couple weeks ago, the Junk Mail podcast. We said that. We said if Tiffany Haddish does this, she will get paid for it because she's relevant. Monique is not.
I mean, it's true, but she still had the conversation up there where the next person, regardless, even the next person after Tiffany Haddish, I'm sure is going to get more, a better offer than Monique got.
But this is the thing, though. Monique wasn't doing this. She wasn't doing this whole thing for other people. She did it for herself, and she's not benefiting from it.
My question here is, do
right and Monique think, and Wanda Monique referenced Wanda Sykes, and Wanda basically said to her, girl, I went and got another job. You need to do the same thing.
That's it.
Like, she didn't even make a big deal about it. Go get another job. if you got all this credential and you so, because when you, because the truth of the matter is, when you get a real job,
as Monique was, like, was she ever but more than a supporting
actor? But Monique brought her in there. The truth of the matter is, when you have yourself a job like we have in the real world, and you take and you work and you work and work, and then you take a 5-year gap, people are trying to, you need to explain that 5-year gap. But how are you expecting me to pay
you? She did almost Christmas 2 years ago.
$100,000.
To close out,
I personally was excited to have Monique in Almost Christmas. I do think she's hilarious. And I do think, and please tell me if you disagree, that Netflix would make their money back off of Monique. Like, I don't think that she's that irrelevant that they wouldn't make their money back, because they would. Like, that special is not.
When
like,
you say their money, what do you mean their money?
They're going to make their money. Like,
where? But what's their money though? What is their money? Give me a number. Because are you saying like
doing the same money they're going to make for giving Amy Schumer 13
million? Oh, no. Throw it away. Amy Schumer right now is
turning a profit.
Amy Schumer right now is sitting courtside with Chris Rock and Chris Tucker and John Stewart at the Knicks game. Monique is doing radio interviews talking about how she was disrespected. Move on. She's done.
But
what he said,
it's not going to be a loss. I think
the issue is, Monique is married, and now we're going to move. Monique is married to her problem. She divorced her problem. She can get some more money. That's the thing.
Are you impressed by Young Thug's sacrifice? I'm so excited to tell you guys this story. It's one of my favorite stories of the week. Are you laughing, Bill?
I'm always impressed by Young Thug.
Just this title.
Are you excited, Ty? Are you excited?
I'm there. I'm always there for Young Thug. I love
Young Thug. Dex, you're one of your favorite people in the world, Young Thug. Young Thug released his headline this week. Young Thug plans to go deaf in support of his brother. He won't make music.
Good night. I've had enough. Good night.
The rapper will act deaf to support his deaf and mute brother. This is the statement he released in an interview with Hypebeast.com, saying, "I got a deaf brother. I got a brother that can't hear or talk. So I want to act deaf for a year. I ain't going to put out no music this year." End quote. So, Dex, are you impressed by Young Thug?
I think like whatever Young Thug needs to do to focus, like you don't need to release more music. You need to focus on that wedding and get your dress together. Like that's what you're focused to see. So yeah, I'm here for it. Like that focus gown. On the wedding and your gown and move on.
How many years have we been waiting?
Let me tell you something.
I guess it's been a couple years now. I think it's time to act deaf and mute. And I think it's time for you to focus on making the most epic wedding dress we've ever seen.
Yeah.
And we want you to put it out so that we're entertained by it. Like, we need you.
Are you going to hold him to it? Like, what if he doesn't do the dress thing for his wedding? What if he changes his mind?
If he doesn't wear a dress, his wife needs to divorce him because he's not a man of his word.
Like, that marriage isn't going to work out because you promised us the most epic dress we've ever seen, and we're waiting. I think we're 3 years in now.
Bill, are you supporting his sacrifice?
Anything that's going to get Young Thug to stop making music, I'm here for. That's number one. But you going, his brother's not going to hear it one way or the other.
Yeah, he's not going to matter. So he didn't say he was going to stop talking, or he didn't say he was going to stop listening to music. He just said he wasn't going to make any music.
If he wants to impress us, go sign up at the ASL and actually take a class. Learn American Sign Language.
Well, he doesn't know, like, English.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Are you buying Omarosa's slavery comments? These comments while getting kicked off of Big Brother. She complained that why are you laughing, Dex? Like that picture?
She up there with a world peace hat on. I saw her like wearing Black Panther garb all up in the Big Brother house. She is doing the absolute most. But you know what? I'm going to let her have it, though. I'm going to let her. Like, you're pandering backwards, and I'm just going to just go right on ahead. Do what you got to do. Do you.
She said that she was shunned because she's a Black woman in the White House, and she can play to a plantation. She also said that she was, quote unquote, thinking of writing a tell-all about her experiences, which Dex we called like 3 weeks ago. Yeah. I was literally, she said, quote, "I was literally the only African-American woman on the senior staff. I'm inside trying to fight for my own political life while I'm going into meetings with people who are ignoring me because I was Black. People wouldn't even talk to me.
That is not why they ignored me.
When Rosa, when she left her job as the communications director of the White House Office of Public Liaison in December, she said to herself, "Ooh, freedom. I've been emancipated. I feel like I just got freed off of a plantation." She also said that she writes the book that, quote, "Trump is going to come after me with everything he has. Like, I'm going up against a gazillionaire." She said, "So I'll probably end up in court for the next, but I'll have to tell my truth. I'm tired of being muted. All the stuff that I just put on the shelf somewhere out of loyalty. I've been defending someone for so long. And now I'm like, yo, you are a special kind of effed up. And that's in that special breed. They're about to learn all about it. I haven't even told people some of the horrors that I've experienced." So guys, are you buying Omarosa's slavery comments? Do you think people ignored her because she was Black? What you think?
Yeah. People ignore her because she was Black. Like we didn't, like, we told you that before you even did this stuff. You still did it anyway. And now it's like, I can't believe they treated me like I was a Black woman. No. Like, this is the same thing that happened to Stacey Dash at Fox News. They use you, they abuse you, and they kick you to the curb. Like, this is just, like, you signed up for this.
Ty, you said that's not why they ignored her.
He had to think about it.
I ignored her because she's annoying as hell.
Because like, why would she even be in the meeting? That's probably why they ignored her. Like, girl, why are you here?
She was probably like, do you know how Donald Trump doesn't have any sense of like order or boundaries or anything? They probably had like random ass people in meetings, and it's like, lady, this is not your department. Like, what the hell are you doing here? And she's like talking, and they're probably like, this is not The Apprentice. Shut the hell up.
No, she probably came to the meetings but didn't bring any waters. And they were like, what are you doing here if you didn't bring us waters? Like, get.
They probably need
to. Y'all know I'm
not even doing this.
Well, don't even say that out loud.
Y'all know I love.
Well, you met her one time. You took a picture of her.
I did, but I love her.
You don't love her.
No, I just said I love her. I do. But here's the thing. Y'all know like on the Grammys and like awards when it'd be like random people just standing there and y'all everybody try to figure out what they do? That was Omarosa at the White House. He's like, Trump was like, no, she's with me. Okay.
She was trying to blend, like, in. Trying to blend in. Donald was like, oh, I don't know her.
He was like, no, she's my one Black friend, you know, so I can say I'm not a racist. I've got a Black friend, you know.
And then they had it enough and got rid of her. We wish her the best.
We might do a group purchase so we know what's in it. We'll put our money together.
Or we won't because she said everything on Big Brother. So
that's it.
No more. All right. Will Kodak Black outsmart the police?
No.
Titles this week.
Please. Next.
So here's the story. Kodak Black was, his house was raided last month after the police responded to a domestic dispute at the residence. He was on Instagram Live during the raid and ended up catching 7 charges. The charges read as such: grand theft of a firearm, possession of over 20 grams of marijuana, 2 counts of possession of a weapon by a felon, 2 counts of probation violation, and child neglect because his 2-year-old son was present in the home at the time of the raid. Kodak, Mr. Black, is attempting to get all 7 violations dismissed, citing that there's no way to prove that the guns and that the weed were real. His attorney supported these claims, saying that Kodak and his team, quote, often produce music videos and other promotional videos, as is customary in the industry, using fake firearms and fake narcotics. And he wants all the charges dismissed because they shouldn't have been filed in the first place. So far, the judge has dismissed 3 of the violations: possession of a firearm, grand theft of a firearm, and child neglect. He is currently fighting for the other 4 to be dismissed. So guys, do you think Kodak is going to outsmart the police? They actually look amazed at that.
Like, this is like Jason's BS report. Like, what is, like, Kodak, like, they don't want to see you winning. They're going to see you in a penitentiary. Like, this is it. Like, you're gone.
Ty, you think he's gonna get off those next 4 charges?
I don't know. He just might do it. I mean,
and that's a wild thing to do. Like,
not going down for child. I thought they would at least get him on child neglect. Like, listen, we're taking him down for something. That's one of those charges you just trump up on top of other
The lawyer must be like his uncle or something, like the judge and the lawyer must be like related or something like that. It's got to be something he's just doing for a favor. Bill, would you, if you were the judge and someone presented you saying that this isn't real?
Like, I need to see it. Show me the evidence. I don't know. Like, listen, if Mr. Black gets away with this, he deserves to get away with everything. Like, he just, listen.
Look, Lil Boosie made it out of jail. He murdered a person. So, look, anything's possible.
But especially in Atlanta. Stand in front of the fake gun and let them shoot it and see what happens.
Stand in front of it. If you live, you're free. Are you still excited for the Carter Five? The Birdman was in Hollywood.
The Birdman. And
he decided to do an episode of Wrap Up. And he said, talking about the Carter Five, we'll get that this year. I'm guaranteeing you gonna get it this year. He's the best ever to me. A lot of success comes from under his umbrella. I think it's gonna be definitely the biggest album of 2018. One of them, without a doubt. It's gonna be well worth the wait. So do you guys think that the Carter Five is going to be well worth the wait? Yes or no? Maybe so.
I think by Carter Five, he means that he has two kids. Toni Braxton has two kids. They're going to make a child together and they're going to name the child Carter. And it's going to be the fifth child for the two of them. That's the only way we get Carter Five.
Breaking news. You did that. I'm not even interested in hearing this album no more. The Carter Four came out in 2011, and I'm not in the same place that I was in 2011. So I don't think Lil Wayne has a place in my rotation. Feel
any excitement for it whatsoever? I don't think there's that much anticipation for it. I don't think it'll sell very well.
I mean, the rest of Lil Wayne's albums haven't sold that well. So why would the Carter Five? I'm saying, what makes that one any different? It's just a name. It's probably gonna be the same Lil Wayne. Foxy Brown wrote an open letter to Russell Simmons. Does this open letter change your mind about Russell Simmons? If you don't know what I'm talking about, she said, quote, an open letter. Dex, why are you looking like that?
You got so many words.
Attesting to the character of the man who, as a teenager, saved my life. Salaciousness and scandal garners headlines. Cowards cower during times of tumult. But as an arguably Russell's biggest Def Jam female protege, who birthed an era of overly evocative stars, the man I've known and loved was nothing more than the respectful, respected gentleman and godfather of hip-hop we've all adored. In staunch support, praying for you, Russ. Let's send our love, Fox. Do you think she wrote that?
I think she wrote it. I don't think she's dumb.
I would say she's dumb, but that is a fantastic use of word.
Yeah, but I mean, she wrote it on Instagram, so how fantastic is me?
I mean, she's had salaciousness, evocative, tumult. Like, who uses
these are words that she's looked up over the years because that's how people describe her. So, of course, she knows what they mean. I believe she wrote this. I believe she feels this way. But the only way I'm taking Foxy Brown's word is if she does a lie detector test and we can ask her if Russell put the head in. And if she can say no and it doesn't say that she's lying, then I believe her.
Say that for Foxy. Ty, do you believe Foxy Brown? Because Russell Simmons, as we all know, if you haven't heard, if you don't know why she's saying this, he was accused of rape by six women at this point. He went on Instagram saying that he's temporarily closed for spiritual maintenance, saying that he's in Bali writing, meditating at holy sites and practicing asanas, letting everyone speak.
Girl.
While I listen, focusing and praying to realize one goal, being a more useful servant of God, I want to fully devote myself to my daughters, the underdeserved communities I've always worked with, and the growth of a new conscious community. Well, we need a revolution of consciousness.
When came out.
Now is the time for new beginnings, one awakened being at a time.
No. Because you really could have done all that before these girls came out.
That was
a doing all that time.
Lot of bullshit in one
thing. Wow. Here's what y'all are missing.
He laid it on thick. That was like old school, all American bullshit. we're not trying to hear that. I do believe Foxy Brown because you did think you. So, like, people who, and I'm not saying he did anything, But oftentimes when people do things like that, they have these great reputations. And there are a lot of people who are shocked by their behavior. So that does not mean that he treated every single person that same way. So her statement is not enough to exonerate him in any way, shape, or form. I think the facts just need to come out. But I mean, I appreciate Foxy Brown's support. I mean, I don't, because it wasn't for me. But I mean, I get her support, but it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't like prove that what people are saying didn't happen. Like,
it just means that you had a good relationship with Russell.
Right. Simmons. It just means he didn't do it to you, which is like no one rapes everyone.
Or he wasn't attracted to you. He was the one that got away.
I mean, that would go with his record of women. Doesn't look like Foxy Brown.
His record of women.
Bill, you rolling with Foxy?
Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to start this by saying Bali is a non-extradition country.
That didn't let it sink
guilty
in.
Of a crime. Okay, let that marinate. So you get guilty of something, Bali is not going to be rushing to send you back to America to face your punishment. So
you think it was strategic?
Very strategic. Listen to me. The most he knows strategy. Okay, he created Def Jam. If he don't know strategy, then don't nobody know it. Okay. He took them passports and got up out of here before the getting got good.
I will say that the one thing that is odd to me, though, is that he stepped down from all his companies. Like, when this came out, he was like, okay, I'm out. I'm leaving. Whereas, like, Ryan Seacrest is currently involved in one where they're accusing him of something. He's still hosting his radio show. He's still hosting his television show. And he's hosting the Oscars this weekend. So, like, that part is a little suspicious to me. Like, Bill Cosby still does comedy shows and everything, and Lord knows, like, he's guilty.
Seacrest is accused of groping, right? He's not accused of, like, the rape or anything like that.
What's the difference? Time's up. Time is up. It's time is up.
Listen, exactly. Enough is enough is enough. And I don't hear them Rush commercials no more. He guilty is sin.
That's what he's really guilty
just because of. Foxy scam.
Right.
That's what they ought to be suing them for.
All right. Best part of the show. Racist. And we always know the answer.
Is yes.
Absolutely.
Remember this story? On October 3rd, 2013, Miriam Kelly, she was driving by the White House and, you know, she was approached by Secret Service officers and she did a 3-point turn. Remember, she was the one who was shot driving away from the White House because they thought she was trying to break in at first. Remember that story?
Yeah. No.
You don't?
No.
Damn. Y'all forget quick.
I don't think I ever knew it.
Okay. Well, yeah. So she was making a 3-point turn at the White House. She hit an officer with her car. And she tried to speed away and they ended up shooting her and killing her.
Duh.
What you mean, duh?
Like, yeah, that's what's supposed to happen.
She's supposed to die because she nudged somebody.
Probably, yeah.
What you doing? A hit and run?
No, it wasn't like a hit and run. She was obviously trying to move a barricade. Like
she hit a police car and drove away. That sounds like hit and run.
All right. Well, okay. Well, she died. And well, this story came out this weekend about a woman who was arrested for striking a White House security bearer with a van, and she had a gun in her hand while she was behind the wheel. The black woman did not have a gun in hand, and that's what prompted the black woman's sister to go on Twitter and say, so this is the face of the woman who intentionally crashed a gate near the White House with a gun on her. My sister Miriam was unarmed, no crime committed, made a U-turn, and was gunned down. Hashtag justice for Miriam Kelly. The Secret Service spokesman said this. The Secret Service has had previous encounters with the female in the vicinity of the White House, resulting in numerous arrests for a variety of criminal violations. The female was again charged today with numerous criminal violations and transported to the Metropolitan Police Department. Guys, is the way that they've handled this, I guess, racist towards the person that died?
Can you scroll back? Can we dissect this, unpack this for a second? Can you scroll back up to sister's quote? Sister, can we get sister's quote?
Oh, you want sister's quote? Pull that back up on the screen
so I can read that and dissect that little piece. All right. So the word says here, so this is the face of the woman who intentionally crashed a gate near the White House with a gun in her car. My sister Miriam Carey was unarmed, no crime committed, made a U-turn, and was gunned down. Number one, sis, The crime was that she crashed through the barrier, tried to crash through the barrier of the White House, and she hit a car and ran. That's crime. Now, I'm not saying she ought to be. I'm not saying she ought to been have had to been gunned down, but what I'm saying is she committed a crime or two. Now scroll me on down the taste to where the FBI or the Metropolitan Police said something.
Oh, the Secret Service spokesperson.
The Secret Service should have said nothing. They should have not opened their mouths at all because that made it racist. So you telling me homegirl with the clear skin had multiple encounters and she been crashing up the White House since 1982 and all y'all did was arrest her and pack her up in a van? Y'all should have gunned her down. Locked up her arms to the four horses and let the apocalypse ride on through. That's all I'm saying in this life. That's all I'm saying.
So absolutely racist. I don't think this is racist. I think this is like, you know, it's the Secret Service trying to get cool points, you know? I mean, like in 2013, Barack Obama was the president. And right now, there's somebody there and maybe they wanted this woman to make it through and do it again. I don't know. I'm just saying. There's a different person in the White House, so they might have looked the other way a little bit. I don't know. I wasn't there.
Taz is racist.
I don't know. That one. It's the same narrative as everything else.
The funny thing is that I didn't expect y'all to say, of course, when I read the story, I didn't expect y'all to say, of course, after the first person.
I didn't expect them to have the multiple felonies.
America hasn't changed. Like, black people cannot get away with the same things that white people can get away with. And that's a well-known thing. But I don't know. With this one, it just seemed a little... like, we shouldn't be crashing into the White House. I think we're taking it too far. And, like, if you don't survive that, then I did it.
All right. Oftentimes, I don't do
that. Wait. Real quick. Do you all... Oh, go ahead, Jason. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, oftentimes, I don't do this segment for things that are gray areas. Sometimes I just want to point out racism because, you know, it's good to point out. So we can all know that racism still exists and that we still have... you know, people to convert over to the real world. So this is what someone got on their desk. Terry Salar got this on her desk. She said, so I go to work this morning and this was at my desk. When I set it off, don't say S. It's 2018 and this is absolutely unacceptable. This was not at my agency. I don't know what that means, but whatever. So she throws a picture of a monkey on a noose tied up on her chair in her office.
Seems like one of the things you did for yourself for attention.
The monkey has a note on it saying you are getting deported back to Africa N-word, and that will make America great again. Whites for Trump. That's what it was signed. And there's a note on her computer screen that says N-word, B-word. So, do we have to ask if this is racist? If Ty, you're skeptical, Ty?
I am. There have been times where property had been vandalized, and I don't know if we covered the story where a person wrote nigger on their own car to try to get attention. And so I'm not saying that this is one of those cases, but like at work, that's hard. I need to know what part, where that is, because that seems like that's bold for anybody. Like, you're going to get fired for that. Like, there's no way there's, like, and it's handwritten, and so, like, they could easily, like, try to find out who that is. I don't know about that. That story doesn't outrage me as much as it makes me, like, wonder if that's authentic.
Wow. I'm surprised. I never thought that maybe it wasn't real, but, you know, maybe it's not. If it is real,
it's definitely racist, I mean, clearly.
Clearly. All right. Any more thoughts on this? We good to go?
Go ahead, Will. I just want to really quickly point out that driving, I know we're past, but driving into the White House is considered treason. And according to the Constitution, you should be drawn and quartered for treason. Okay. Just going to throw that out there.
To be honest with you guys, like on this one, like I'm really stuck because like this is super offensive. Like I can't brush past this because like, someone thought that this was okay. Like, even is to say, like, we're using the narrative like that this was like a joke or whatever. I mean, this was like fake to get attention or whatever. There's somebody out here in this world who would do that and they think it's okay. And like that's super heartbreaking. Like, you don't have to be negative and nasty like that to support Donald Trump. Like, you don't have to be. You don't have to be racist to support Donald Trump. Like, you just don't have to be this type of person to support Donald Trump. You don't have to do that. That's a lot. Like, that is a lot.
All right, let's move to lighter material. Q&A, UQWEA, Tie to God, what up?
I mean, as Jason said, this is a portion of the show where we kind of like to give you our advice based on our own life experiences. And 9 times out of 10, you'll get the best advice you've ever heard because I will be rendering it. So without further ado, topics. I really like this. Topic one, wrongful sexual assumptions.
Well, let's do that.
Topic two, comeback. Topic three, respect for BF.
Boyfriend?
Four, is that boyfriend or best friend?
Disclose, huh?
Is that boyfriend or best friend?
Boyfriend.
I think it's boyfriend.
It's boyfriend.
Okay. And it's blue.
Disclosing sexual assault. I think topic four is a must based on my opinion of what we've, but in my opinion, I think that will be interesting, but you all can.
Topic three sounds really interesting only because it's blue. So it leads me to believe either he's talking about another male or he's talking about himself, which means his girlfriend or boyfriend might be disrespecting him. So that's kind of interesting. But also I like wrongful sexual assumptions too.
I also want to point out that, Jason is an expert at making things seem more interesting.
Wait, did I just reach? I probably reached. I know I reached hard just now, didn't I? I think we should do wrongful sexual assumptions.
What level am I at? Say that again. I'm expert. I love being expert, even at bad things. It's terrible. All right, which one are you going with?
One.
All right, so disclosing sexual assault is definitely one, right? So let's do that one.
When I was in high school, a guy was repeatedly sexually assaulted and harassed by a female classmate for years. Some of my friends knew about it, but thought it was funny or that I was lucky. After high school, I never told a single person about it. The assault caused me to experience depression and a crisis of faith. I'm sorry, it's kind of small. It also made me afraid to become close to females and to have physical interactions with them, damaging pretty much every romantic relationship I've had. Due to the Me Too movement, I started telling a few people about my assault. I recently started dating a girl. It's still early in the relationship and we haven't kissed or anything due to my trauma, which she doesn't know about. I'm starting to think she thinks there is something wrong or that I don't like her. When and how should I tell her? I'm afraid that going too dark and serious too soon may damage the relationship. I really like her.
Wow, that's a lot. I feel like you should just come out and tell her what you're going through. I mean, if you're telling everybody else, eventually it's going to get around to her if you stay with her long enough anyway. So you might as well just get it out there and just let her know that this is why you're acting this way. And it's not because you don't like her, but it's because I've been hurt in the past. And anyone with a conscience, I think, would accept that and, you know, help you out. Why are you rolling your eyes, Dex? You got something wrong with what I said?
No, I didn't roll my eyes. I think that was really solid advice. Yeah. Good job. Let's go to the next one.
No one else has
it. They can't recall that asshole. Do you have any things there?
I will have advice. I'll just stay fine for that.
I want to say that that's deep. You should probably see like a trained therapist to help you with that because like that's deep. And mental health is available. Like mental health help is available. So go see somebody to work that out and they would be able to help you with when you should tell, because it's clear you're still bound by that and you won't be free from it until you get help with it. Oh, that'll preach.
Okay.
You gotta get help.
Since it appears our friend Dexter doesn't have any advice for our viewer, basically, whenever there's trauma, I agree with William. It is important to try to work that trauma out, but it's also important to be honest about things, especially things that are causing other people to feel insecure about themselves. If you're saying, like, I think this is beginning to affect her in a way where she is insecure about things, I think it's cool to be upfront. Maybe not to give the full story until you're comfortable, but to at least say, you know, explain how you feel about things or explain why you don't move in a certain way. Like, when you're beginning a relationship, people need to know where you are, what to expect. So if you're abstinent, you need to be upfront about that. If you are, if it takes you a while to get close to people and you move slowly, that's okay, because some people are okay with it, but some people aren't. So it's just important that you're upfront, at least about how long it takes you to move with things. And then when you're at a level where you're wanting to share your emotional trauma, then obviously you can share that trauma with your prospective partner at the time that you feel comfortable. All hearts and minds clear? We good with that one?
Yep.
Amen.
All right. Which one are we doing next? Dex, let's let you pick.
The first one.
All right. Wrongful sexual assumptions. Here we go.
Yeah, this one wasn't too bad.
I don't know if I trust your judgment.
Oh, my Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
So much.
The colleague in question is actually my manager. We are a similar age in mid-20s, and I have great respect for her, and I feel I get on with her well. However, during our interactions, I've noticed that she will often cover up her blouse or close her sweater as though I'm looking at her cleavage. My first thought when I noticed this was one of embarrassment. But after monitoring this situation in recent weeks, I always keep a good eye contact and never look elsewhere while talking. For the record, I am a gay man in a very committed relationship, and I have no desires for this individual or anyone else for that matter. So this offends me somewhat. At the same time, I would hate to be unconsciously making someone feel uncomfortable and wonder if there is something about me that is doing so. I've never encountered a situation like this and have always maintained good relationships with coworkers, males and females alike. So I don't know what advice this person is necessarily seeking. I just have to assume they're wondering how they should tackle resolving this matter. And personally, I would just ignore it.
Just tell her you're not interested.
Yeah, but she didn't say, like, sometimes people do things with their clothing and people fiddle with them as, like, a compulsive habit.
Yeah, you just come out and say, hey, don't worry, sis, I'm gay. She's like, oh, what are you talking about?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're thinking that she's doing that toward you. And sometimes, like, I have this habit of, like, pulling my sweaters down. And Nicole is like, my wife, is like, stop pulling your sweater. Like, but I can't help it. I, like, constantly pull it down. Like, so there's not, like, anything attached to it.
So if a guy came up to you and if a girl came up to you and said, don't worry, I'm gay, as you're pulling down your sweater, what would your response be?
I'd be, like, really weirded out. Like, what the hell are you talking about? And they're like, well, every time I come around, you're adjusting your clothing. And I'm like, girl, I wasn't thinking about you.
See, there you go.
And so that's what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't address that. Like, if she is covering up her sleeves every time she's near you, but she hasn't said anything, I wouldn't say anything.
That's her problem.
Yeah, like, you don't know why she's doing that. And she hasn't mentioned anything, and you haven't done anything. So you're about to...
Yeah, that's her problem till he end up a part of the hashtag Me Too, and he's sitting in HR.
But he hasn't physically done anything but talk to her. So she's saying, well, I felt like he was...
What he doing in HR, Bill? What he doing while he's sitting in HR? What are you doing on this?
Going over that sexual assault training. Clicking them buttons. Bill has a coworker.
But, like, how exactly does he notice that she's doing that if he's not looking?
Hey, yo, Yahtzee.
it's like how you said the thing about pulling your sweater down. Like, I've been around you. I've never noticed that you did that because I don't pay attention to that kind of stuff. But if you're noticing that a person is always doing something at a certain point, like, maybe you are looking. And maybe, like, and maybe you're not interested, but the fact that you're, like, looking that area might make her feel uncomfortable. And maybe not even in a sexual way, but she might feel like you could be judging her, judging what she's wearing or something like that. And she's trying to...
I mean, I'm not going to say... I don't want to get down the path to where we say, okay, well, you shouldn't have worn that if you don't want people looking at you. But there comes a point where, you know what I'm saying, if you have your breasts exposed and people are looking at it, you covering them up, I mean, I guess that's the remedy to it, but then why the next day do you still have to uncover it and get offended when someone looks at it?
Because I think it's one thing to... You're not wearing a bikini if you ain't going to the beach.
That's why you have it exposed.
But I think it's one thing to look at it. It's another thing to draw attention to it. You know what I mean? Like if a person is having a conversation with somebody or whatever, and they feel like it's becoming a distraction, they might want to cover it up. Yeah. Versus just like, if I'm having a regular conversation with you and I don't notice it or it's not in the way, then it's whatever. But if it's distracting from what we're saying, then I might want to cover it up.
So that's true. Okay. All right. Hearts and minds clear. We good to go?
Please. Yes. Finish your questions at brotalk.com/questions or go on our website, look at our old bios, read products, order things, and send us questions.
All right. Just a time. The Oscars are this weekend, and in honor of the Oscars.
Again?
We're not going to play the game that we normally play, where I make you guys guess the plot and everything like that and match the plot with it.
Thank God.
This time we're just going to play some fun facts. It's called the Boskers because it's the not only Bro Talk, but the black movies. So black Oscars, the Boskers. Creative. All right. These are all black movies and fun facts about them. You have to guess what the fun fact is. Black Panther has made over $700 million worldwide so far already, and only 2 weeks being out in the movie theaters. But one fun fact about it is, as such, actor blank blank tried to get a Black Panther movie made in 1992. Despite having a completed script, the project never made it past the development phase. Who is that actor? First name begins with a W. Last name begins with an S.
Will Smith.
All right, Dex, you're saying Will Smith.
Yeah,
never mind. That's like too many letters.
The letters might not necessarily matter, like those little spaces.
Well, that will help us, Jason.
It's Wesley Snipes.
That's what I'm gonna go with. Wesley Snipes.
Oh, I'm gonna say Will Smith since I didn't have a guess.
Correct answer is Wesley Snipes. He actually did try to get a Black Panther movie made, and Fatima knew it. Despite having a completed script, the project never made it past the development phase. How did Fatima know that?
Thank God.
Thank God. Yeah, could you imagine Wesley Snipes as Black Panther?
I mean, I think he would have done well because he did well in Blade, but I feel like if we would have had a Black Panther movie in 1992, it would have looked like movies in 1992. Just let that sink in, and it wouldn't be what it was today.
Right. They still would have redone it and did what they did. It just wouldn't have probably had the same.
That's fact.
Colin Farrell would have been Killmonger.
All right. Get Out is a movie that is actually nominated for Best Picture at the Academy Awards this year. Probably not going to win, but very good movie.
You know it's going to win.
If you have time, guys, this is what you should do. Go online and look up Get Out fun facts, because there are a bunch of stuff that you probably didn't notice the first couple of times you saw that movie. Mm-hmm. And they're little small things, but it makes the movie so much better if you watch it back. So if you have time, there's about 30 of them. And it's just cool things to watch along with the movie that you probably didn't notice the first time you watched it. But Get Out, here we go. Blank, blank. Now, this is accurate to the actual letters, was originally chosen to play Chris in Get Out, but Jordan Peele changed his mind after it was decided he was too old for the role.
D.O. Hughley?
The second letter is a D in the first name, and the next
letter is a D.
Can you give us the first letter of the first name?
Yeah, like, what kind of name is... I can't even think of what name.
I don't know. Team Dex, y'all got me. What's up? What's the answer?
The first letter is an E.
Oh, that didn't help.
Eddie Murphy.
Good job, Bill. Eddie Murphy was originally chosen to play Chris.
Could wait, you who was Chris?
Chris was the main character.
Yeah, you don't get that.
Would have been stupid as hell.
He had the TSC.
You're not feeling that text.
Eddie Murphy.
That would have been really stupid. Okay.
That would have been a tragic movie, to be completely honest. It would have been. It would actually been. It would have been a comedy.
Not saying that Eddie Murphy's not a good actor, but it would be so stupid.
Is
like, it wouldn't make sense. Like, why would he? Never mind. It'll be done.
Eddie Murphy has some good movies.
I continue with the Oscars trivia. Girls Trip was a huge movie this year. Didn't get nominated for any Oscars, but
did they nominate that movie?
Did not. A lot of people were pissed about it. Fun
people
fact:
were pissed Girls Trip didn't get nominated for an Oscar.
Well, just nominated for it. Yeah,
all right.
All right. You know, Girls Trip was just like a.
They have comedy.
Girls Trip was just like a black remake. It was just like a black remake. They
now
did,
y'all just get mad. They just did mad. Come on now.
Tiffany Haddish once acted on this Disney Channel TV show.
How do we know that?
That's a Raven. Only one I know Steven, to come on Disney.
Like Lizzie McGuire.
Lizzie McGuire.
She's on the Proud Family.
Nah, she's on the Proud Family.
Are you cheating? No, I don't know.
Bill, you're going with That's So Raven.
Now stick me next to Even Stevens. Why not? I know her black ass wasn't
on. You know she wasn't on Even Stevens.
Even Stevens.
It's going to be some show that we didn't even know was
Impossible or something.
The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody or something. Nonsense.
Zach and Cody. She was actually on That's So Raven. Good job, Bill. That's what it was called.
Finally.
Win and Dome. And this is when she tweeted about it back in 2011. I'm watching That's So Raven on ABC, kids. Just so happens it's the episode that I was in. Turn it on. Tell me what you think. It got a total of 3 retweets and 12 likes.
Ooh. Oh, poor Tiff.
But no.
Now look at her.
Monique better get on that. She's going to be like, I get more retweets than that.
2011 to 2018. Now she is world famous. Speaking of world famous, Denzel played in a movie called J. Roman Israel Esquire.
By the way.
Did you guys see that movie?
I don't know what that is.
No. No. I know he's Kojic, though.
Okay. Well, in 1989, Denzel received the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor for his performance as ex-slave soldier in the movie Blank.
Glory.
Sounds good to me.
That sounds good to me, too.
Or wait, no. It was either Glory or Amistad. I'm going to go with...
William sounded too confident. Now you start middle.
Because I counted the letters. Are the letters true to the answer, Jason?
Yes, but the last one is a period. No, maybe not. No, maybe not.
What? Jason, no. I need to know. That's crucial in my answer.
They're not true. No, they're not true to
all right, Glory. That. I'm going with Glory.
Tim Dex has said nobody has seen this. Oh, I said Glory too.
Go ahead.
Bill, you won this game.
Finally.
Bill,
this
is the first game we've ever won. Look at you.
Thank you all.
I'm not feeling well today. I'm not feeling well today.
All right, speaking of not feeling well, the rest of us are about to not feel well because it's time for Dex's BS Well. Oh!
That was good. That was good. All right. So my first BS story comes from Akron, Ohio. So there's a couple who put the chain in off the chain. So there was a situation where a man and a woman, they were in their home or they were in the guy's home and they started to argue over who owes who money. So the couple got into it and they started to get physical with each other. And then the woman pulled out a chainsaw. The guy then put out a chainsaw as well. And the two of them began to fight each other with chainsaws. The guy's roommate was like, this isn't normal. So he decided to like get up and try to get in between the two of them to break it up. What? As he was breaking it up, the two of them got upset that he got in their business and they started to attack him with the chainsaws. The man did make it out of the home. He did lose a finger, but he made it out okay. But when they came back, they said the couple had escaped. So they weren't caught yet as of yet. But we'll keep you posted on that. There's another story. There's a priest who's actually making a lot of headlines because he's saying that when
the last time we had a priest story, he was sucking farts out of people's butts. And we don't want to
have another one.
Listen,
this priest is saying that when, like, you should not be so upset when you're hearing about, you know, priests molesting children, because what he believes is, from his experience, when these kids are being molested, they're actually having a spiritual encounter.
That's the same thing that that guy said. That's the same exact thing that that guy who was eating people's butts was saying.
Yes. So, I mean, that's their story and they're sticking to it. No pun intended. This is probably a story that should have been the
nasty.
That was nasty. This is a story that probably would have fit better in the "Is it racist" category, but I think it's a pretty good BS report too. So NYU, actually, they had a Black History Month, and they threw a bunch of different menu out there, and the menu included barbecue ribs, fried chicken, cornbread, collard greens, and they had a bunch of juice options, bunch of Kool-Aid flavors, and watermelon flavored water. Students were pissed about it, and they did end up firing a couple people. But I want to ask you guys, is this racist?
Hell like, yeah, it's racist. Who the hell drinks watermelon flavored water? That's not even Black history. Like, no, that's racist.
Here, NYU can be, you know, that way.
Really?
I want to know.
Unless it was catered by a Black company and Black people was hosting the event and everybody there was all on board, then I'll give my stamp of approval. But otherwise, if there were any white faces involved, I want hell to pay.
They're one of those schools that
have a
student union, so they should have ran that by them first. And I'm sure that Black student union did not approve that. In fact, they're probably the ones who complained.
But can I ask a question?
What's up?
I want to know why Black people be getting upset like they ain't going to sit down to eat that.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Why they ain't finna drink that Kool-Aid. Why they not slurping up that fried chicken
and
slurping up them glory greens.
Y'all act so ridiculous. We didn't make it. Don't sit here and tell us what we like. You don't know what we like.
Because
we didn't tell you what we like.
We know the only issue.
I don't hear.
Next to it.
I didn't want no Kool-Aid.
I don't hear the Russians complaining if they have Russian night. I don't hear the Jews complaining when they bring out the baklava. I don't hear the Muslims complaining when they got halal food. I don't hear Hispanics complaining when they got beans and rice. Why y'all?
We always upset.
We always upset. They always upset about something. Eat that chicken and shut up.
I'm with Will on this one.
I'm not.
I'm against
you.
Of course you ain't.
Y'all can kiss my ass, both of y'all. We can have African food. Why can't we have African food? Why can't we have African food for Black History Month? Why do we gotta have fried chicken?
Go ask your family why they don't cook African food for Thanksgiving. Because you don't eat it. That's why y'all
have
it. Y'all don't know what it is.
How many African countries you been to? You so high in my... How many African countries you been to?
Well, how many Irish countries has these Irish Americans been to? It doesn't matter.
They fix
Irish food. They don't fix you hamburgers and hot dogs.
But what I'm saying is don't nobody be complaining on St. Patrick's Day when everybody got a beer and some them little Irish potatoes. Cinco de Mayo. Everybody's got a Corona.
Look, we got a right to be upset because they be trying it. And we have to be vigilant and make sure that they're not trying no slick stuff by giving us no dry chicken and no watermelon water. We don't want that.
Oh, so now
what the hell is that?
So now it's an issue of dry chicken. So now you're
thinking of chicken is dry. Watermelon water. That's the stupidest thing in the world.
I don't think that's stupid, though. Like
first of all, watermelon is 92%
water. Infused water. That's probably helping y'all.
But watermelon is a watermelon flavored water. Like, I don't understand the problem.
Right, like that's a fruit inside of water. Like,
but if you don't want
to have infused fruit. They don't want to have water infused or fruit, but they would drink some Kool-Aid with all the damn sugar in. Like, I don't understand y'all.
You know they slurping that Kool-Aid down, walking in the camp like, oh my God, they got Kool-Aid.
Y'all so irritating.
All of y'all.
Jason and I will do the show by ourselves in that one.
Y'all go eat y'all chicken and watermelon water. Drink y'all watermelon water off air.
Just go ahead and sign out. We'll finish it.
Your nights are free for chicken and watermelon water for the next 6 months. Time for seats.
Let me tell you something. Stop acting like you ain't finna go fry you up no chicken in your bed.
we don't do fried chicken no more.
And your deep fryer. You see the latest 600-pound life, speaking of that?
I missed it. I recorded it.
Lisa's story. Please watch it. This chick is nuts. Nuts. Absolutely crazy. If you haven't seen it, My 600 Pound Life comes on TLC. I don't get any money for this.
Do they endorse our show?
No, they're not, but it's a great show.
They need to, though, because I endorse them. Now it's time for seats. So, listen, if anybody...
I was about to say something, Dex. I was about to fire your ass up, boy. I was about to... Man, I kept it in. All right, go ahead.
I feel like you should say it. All right. The segment of the show where we see the people who's tried us over the week. So who would like to begin?
Oh, do I have a seat?
I do. I can start. So I've been trying to eat healthier and change my lifestyle around. So the other day I went to this establishment and I ordered a salad.
Alternative lifestyle?
I didn't sell it. And I ordered this salad. And I said I would like the salad with no meat in it. So then she proceeded to run down the list of everything that's in the salad. I'm like, yes, I want all of that. I just don't want meat in the salad. And the salad specifically comes with chicken and bacon. I said, no meat. So
why did you order it? Why did you order a salad with chicken and bacon if you didn't want it?
Well, that's just what the salad is. I ordered a chopped salad and I said, no meat.
Oh, okay.
That's what so you only make one type of salad?
I mean, if you look on the menu, it says chopped salad and it lists the ingredients. So I said, I would like to have a chopped salad with no meat. So put all the other stuff
in there. Was it already pre-made?
No, they make it. They make the salad, but like if you don't say that you don't want something in there, they're going to put that in there.
You just didn't want to chop up that chicken breast and put it on top.
I don't want you to have chicken in there and I don't want you to put bacon in there. That's it.
Because you know, you put chicken on there, it wilts down the greens and it make them all nice and greasy. It's nasty.
I wouldn't. Well, it's the chicken isn't fried. But yeah. So I ordered that or whatever. So then they bring it over and I'm like,
fried chicken.
I'm like, oh, this has bacon in it. And they were like, yeah, it's a chopped salad. I was like, yeah, but I said no meat. And they were like, yeah, but no meat is no chicken. I was like, well, bacon is meat too. And they were like, yeah, but usually you have to say no bacon if you don't want bacon in it. And I said, well, I don't eat meat. And then the girl said to me, and she's like, what, you supposed to be a vegetarian? I said, I'm a pescatarian. And I just don't want...
I'm a pescatarian.
But like, regardless, I don't want meat in my food. I just don't want the meat in there. And I heard the girl, when she turned around, she said, oh, he a fake vegetarian. He don't want meat in there. I heard you say that. Like, I heard you. I'm just like, this is insane. First of all, the salad was $9. Like, let that sink in. I just paid $9 for a damn salad, and you're going to give me an attitude.
With no meat. Like, why the hell would you pay $9 for a salad with no damn meat? What's so the $9?
$9 for a bag of lettuce. You're going to do that.
That's it. Why did you do that?
But my seat is going to go to that establishment. Like, I just don't understand why it's so difficult provide good customer service.
Listen.
What's the name of
that? You need the name.
I'm going to go off.
What's their name?
I can't say it. But there's only one place that does chopped salads. I'll say that.
Fuck, care what?
Well, come on here, pescatarian. I'm Church of God in Christ. Todd, with you? Jason, with you? You Baptist, ain't it?
I'm Catholic.
Catholic? Catholic. Let me see Jason. Jason, don't try me tonight.
Kind of head confessional. Do I have a seat? I don't have a seat. My daughter's doing well, everybody. I just want to thank everybody for their well wishes as you post on my Instagram page and everything like that. I can't get to all your comments back, but I appreciate all the love that you have been giving me. So if anyone's upset at me for not responding, you can give me a seat during this segment and I'll accept it. Thank you.
Can we get Isabella her own Instagram page?
Huh?
You said what, though?
I do have...
Can we give her go ahead, Dex.
I have one more seat. I just want to give a nice stadium-sized seat to Shakima Fatima. Sit next to each other, enjoy you some popcorns, and stay mad and stay ugly.
Ooh.
I've been epically tried this week, really, really badly. But unfortunately, a lot of this stuff is like stuff that I can't say on the show. So it makes it seem like I don't have a seat and I'm not being tried. But I want everyone to know that I'm being tried daily.
Well, you continue to fight the good fight and we'll be praying for you.
The sad thing is I am in the exact same boat as Ty. Like, and the trials that come are, it's, they're almost insurmountable.
But this week you look at stuff epic, like,
what? Are y'all getting, hold up, are y'all getting trained for y'all guns y'all gonna be having to carry?
Let me tell you something. There's no way we are supposed we're supposed to successfully train students for the future, get them ready to like go into the real world, and then be busting back at people that's busting at us. It's like,
you're gonna be a busted baby.
That's not that my opinion. So if they did give me a gun, I think that I'd be a hero personally. So don't bother giving me.
Somebody got to listen. Somebody got to let them tell a story.
I didn't come to work and have no shootout. Like, you, that's what the police are.
And here's the other thing. Y'all can't get us complete sets of textbooks, but y'all can get us guns.
Okay. Yeah, like, we're gonna get it. That thing will be jammed. I'm like, yeah, but it's gonna be all old donated guns, dirty guns, hood program.
You know they are
camp guns,
you
know, from the store,
jamming and everything.
Y'all students,
I don't even think they're gonna be.
Y'all students gonna be like, look, I can show you how to use it. I know how to do it.
The shade is, I don't even think they can afford to give us real guns. We have cap guns from the store.
Well, I look forward to you guys' gun training in the near future. Will you be accepting the payment? Aren't they giving you guys a raise to fire guns?
They didn't want to give us a raise before we didn't have to carry guns. If you think you have
the raise to shoot all guns, you're out of your damn mind.
Donald Trump said that he was going to make sure y'all got raises.
Donald Trump also said, listen, we got to take what he said with a grain of salt. Okay.
I will admit, though, that my checks have been randomly higher. Is anyone else like experiencing
that? He did say he was doing that. He said he's going to take home a little more take home pay.
Yeah, but wait until next year when it's time to file taxes. Okay.
Yo, way out. Sis, out.
They're cutting a lot of stuff that we use to like float.
You think? Do you believe the president when he said he was going to run to that school?
If you have you ever seen him run to anything other than Big Mac or quarter pound
to get that food?
What, filet fishes?
And let me tell you something. I've looked at him. He ain't run lately in the last 20 years. Not his company. Not his business. Not him.
When he gets his fast, like his weight and his height. Like,
yeah, he said he was the same exact size as LeBron James. Like, girl. 6'6", 240 pounds. Like, girl, what are you talking
about? That's disgusting. It's like, have a seat.
All right. Well, we're done talking about our president. Dex's president, I should say.
Dex's only.
Any final words for the fans that are still tuning in for the bonus footage?
Yeah, stay up. Life is
okay. Hard. Stay up.
Stay up.
It's creeping.